Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis, and our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Marion County Environmental Health Director Corey Frank. We're going to be talking about Mold Awareness Month and some of the ways that mold causes health problems. Corey, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
We're going through Mold Awareness Month right now, and obviously I thought it would be a good time to catch up with you and talk a little bit about mold and all the different ways that it can impact our lives. A lot of people understand mold, you know, as what happens to your food in the fridge if you leave it there for too long, or you leave something unrefrigerated for too long. But there are plenty of natural ways that mold occurs within the home that we may not think of. Can you tell us some of those ways?
Sure. Mold is, I guess mold is everywhere. I mean, first off, whether indoors or outdoors, and mold spores that are outdoors, there's different life stages to mold. There's different types of mold, funguses, things like that. But the spores are what will come into your home and then what will cause you to have mold inside your home. But mold, like anything else, has to have life or things to sustain it. You know, the main thing for mold is moisture. And then a food source, meaning a surface for it to grow on, or a clothing or things like that. So really mold, you know, obviously, like you said, food can, you know, become moldy, things like that. But mold inside your home where people have issues where it's growing on walls or whatever is usually due to some event that's occurred or an ongoing chronic issue with moisture control.
What are some of the health concerns that mold then can cause?
Sure. You know, the main thing with mold, and this is probably a age-old discussion, the Department of Public Health and the National Centers for Disease Control, along with a lot of the medicinal or the medical societies, look at mold as more of an allergen compared to, say, a public health risk or a public health disease or something a little more serious, meaning the mold itself is an allergen. So if you are someone who has respiratory distress or has allergies, mold will cause you to have a lot of issues, which in turn cause you to have poor health. You know, there's a lot of studies about people that are allergic to different types of mold, have low appetite. You know, there's a lot of things like that, which can cause other, you know, if you're not eating properly, then you're obviously not going to be as healthy as someone who is eating properly. So, I mean, it's a really contributing factor into other health issues. People that have asthma in particular, I mean, right now with outside, the hard freeze can't come soon enough for some people because their allergies are just causing havoc with their body, and it's because of the mold outside. But all that mold comes inside, and this time of the year is really one of those times of the year where we have people that will call into our office because hopefully in the coming days the temperature will decrease. People open their windows more. When people open their house up more, then what's outside their home will come inside their home. Plus, they carry it in on their bodies too. I mean, your pets, your children, shoes. If you have issues with mold or issues with allergies and it's associated with mold, then, you know, you need to go back to that housekeeping thing. Dust, all that. You know, but health-wise, like I said, and I don't mean to downplay it at all, because if you are allergic to mold or have allergy type of issues, it's a very hard deal for you.
It sounds like it's hard to prevent when you go outside. Within the home, though, what are ways that you can prevent it? You know, you said the housekeeping part of it, talking about it being moist in certain areas causes mold. What are ways you can prevent that as much as you can?
Sure. You know, the moisture control, obviously in the summer months, we want to try to eliminate as much humidity out of the house as possible. So if you have a dehumidifier and you have a basement or have a lower living level, or you're on a slab where the moisture can come up into the cement underneath your home, having a dehumidifier run, you should really keep that humidity level in your home at 40%. Right around that or below. Then when we get into winter months, a lot of times people will use a humidifier and add moisture in your home to help with the heating of your home. But most generally, you want to keep that low, around 40% for moisture. So that's one way. You know, obviously, if you've got issues with your foundation or issues with windows, or if, say, you have a bathroom without a vent in it, even as individuals in your home, each one of us will put off a certain amount of liquid vapor, you know, every day. So if you have 8 people in your home, I can't remember off the top of my head the numbers for that, but it's a fair amount of moisture that we put off by just breathing in your home. So if you don't have a way to exchange that, then it's going to cause an issue, or could potentially cause an issue, because I've been in homes where you walk in and immediately you know that there's an issue with ventilation or their HVAC system isn't working, which is another thing that you can do to help control these issues, is to have a properly functioning HVAC system or have someone be checking your system. Change those furnace filters out, because mold, like I said, it can survive without having moisture. So if you have mold spores because you're running your air conditioner and it attaches onto a higher, you know, all of the furnace filters today are all high micro filtration, so it will filter out allergens and dust. Well, those things are stuck onto that filter. Well, if you just let that stay in your furnace or in your, you know, your HVAC system and never change that, and you do get a little bit of moisture spike, you can potentially be spreading mold all the time. So you need to change those out.
All right. Is there anything else people should remember?
Just that, don't panic. Obviously, though, if you do have respiratory type of issues, seek medical advice on your conditions and allergies, and just do a really good job of trying to control moisture in your home. Proper housekeeping is going to control, hopefully, bringing that into your home, pet dander, things like that too. So it's more about, you have the ability in your home to control it. It's just a matter of finding the right resources, and if you need any assistance with that, our office can help you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Thanks to Corey Frank, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and a radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.